From the capital city, I'm Grace Dumas, and here are the stories we're following this hour. Tlingit and Haida's community advocacy program, in partnership with the tribe's Violence Against Women Task Force, led a rally on May 5th at Juneau's capital. The 14th annual Maritime Festival took place on Saturday, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month. But first... That was the U.S. Navy Band Northwest on with Mike Lane on Capital Chat this morning. They are participating in the Juneau Jazz and Classics Spring Music Festival this week. If you're eager to hear more of the U.S. Navy Band Northwest while they're in town, they will be hosting a workshop for musicians and music lovers alike at UAS from 6 to 7 tonight. This is a free event and all are welcome, as well as a free concert tomorrow at the Sealaska Heritage Building downtown at 5. The Spring Music Festival is hosting lots of great events and musicians. Sandy from Juneau Jazz and Classics encourages Juneauites to attend.
The Juneau Jazz and Classics Festival goes through May 18th, so we're just getting started, and there are many more free and ticketed concerts going on.
You can get tickets at www.jazzandclassics.org, and you can use code SPRINGMUSIC at checkout for 10% off. The U.S. Department of Education launches the next phase of its FAFSA support strategy to boost completion rates among high school students. FAFSA, or Free Application for Federal Student Aid, is a form completed by current and prospective college students in the United States to determine their eligibility for student financial aid. The Department of Education is launching a multi-million-dollar program as a part of the FAFSA student support strategy to help school districts, state, nonprofits, and other public and private organizations with efforts to boost FAFSA completion. The FAFSA Student Support Strategy aims to continue increasing the number of high school students who complete a 2024-2025 FAFSA and enroll in college, particularly first-time college students and students of color. The FAFSA Student Support Strategy funds will help grow capacity for organizations to expand the availability of advisors, counselors, and coaches to support students and contributors through the FAFSA applications, including during extended hours through evenings, weekends, and the summer weeks. This announcement comes as the department has made significant progress to address known issues with the 2024-2025 FAFSA form and transmitted the institutional student information records from more than 8.95 million applications to schools, states, and designated scholarship organizations. Tlingit and Haida's community advocacy program, in partnership with the tribe's Violence Against Women Task Force, led a rally on May 5th at Juneau's capital. The rally's aim was to shed light on the alarming rates of missing and murdered Indigenous individuals, particularly women and young girls across the United States. The event provided a platform for community members to come together and address this ongoing crisis, honor the lives of those that have been lost, and advocate for justice and support for affected families. Advocates spoke on the steps of the Capitol building.
All of our sacred women deserve to feel safe. If we don't make them feel safe, we lose who we are.
Missing and murdered Indigenous persons advocate Jenny Brown spoke to the rally about the importance of funerals.
Funerals are a big part of the crossover portion in our culture. And if we can't hold a funeral, then they can't cross over. If they don't get a funeral, then the spirit is unsettled. It's stuck. They don't have a final resting place. We need to be able to have peace in our family. Linda Sheldon isn't the first of my family to go missing or have been murdered. My first experience with death and murder happened in a little town of Hoonah, Alaska. I was 10.
The next step in addressing this issue is legislation such as Senate Bill 151. For decades, the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous peoples has plagued the state of Alaska. While women and girls are the primary victims of violence and human trafficking, these crimes also impact men, boys, and elders throughout the state. The absence of these lives affects the health and well-being of communities and has negatively impacted generations of Alaskans. Senate Bill 151 requires cultural training to be incorporated into police officer training, establishes the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Review Commission in the Department of Public Safety, and directs Department of Public Safety to employ at least 2 Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons investigators. These positions will be permanent. Coming up, the 14th Annual Maritime Festival took place on Saturday. This story next with Jordan Lewis when Local First News continues.
The 14th Annual Maritime Festival took place on Sunday downtown with a record-breaking total of 92 vendors. Last year, there were 70. Executive Director of the Juneau Economic Development Council, Brian Hull, speaks to the increased participation.
Super excited about the size. It is one of those things where more vendors actually makes it a more exciting event, because when you do come down, you get to see just a wider range of, you get to learn, you get to eat, you get to have some fun as well. We've been really fortunate that Kirsty LaFollette, our staff member, has done an outstanding job of organizing it.
And he says this is why the Maritime Festival is important for Juneau.
A celebration of Juneau's rich maritime culture, commerce, and history. An opportunity to celebrate what is such an important part of our local economy and our way of life that sometimes we just don't recognize.
And this year, the Maritime Festival included a special guest. The Navy vessel William P. Lawrence is available for public tours at the cruise ship terminal dock. Rear Admiral Mark Sacado, the commander of the Navy Region Northwest, says what the public can expect aboard the ship.
They're going to get to see the most modern Navy technology on surface vessels. Ship visits are important because it's taxpayer dollars that fund this. And it's important both to be able to kind of see what the money's being spent on, but also to talk to the sailors. The sailors are truly the salt of the earth. And the real magic of port visits is getting to have a conversation with the sailor.
Tours will be available from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday and Wednesday, and available from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be no admittance to the existing tour waiting line after 3 p.m. Here's what Rear Admiral Sacado says about starting a career with the Navy.
The Navy offers a fantastic potential for in a variety of areas, whether it is a particular field that you're interested in getting in terms of employment, whether you're looking to pay for college, or whether it's frankly to get out and see a little bit more of the world. In my own case, it was primarily because I was that little boy that was fascinated by airplanes. The United States Navy has a lock on carrier aviation, and that's what I wanted to do. But along the way, it's allowed me to really see the world.
The University of Alaska Southeast celebrated the 53rd annual commencement in Juneau yesterday. The Mount Juneau Klinka and Wusheen dancers started the ceremony. The Ketchikan commencement was celebrated on Saturday, and the Sitka commencement was celebrated on Friday. This year, UAS honored John Greenlee and Marla Berg with a joint Meritorious Service Award for their many and wide-ranging contributions to Juneau. They also recognized University of Alaska Fairbanks Honorary Doctorate of Fine Arts to Ms. Delacini. Devin Reese was the 2024 commencement student speaker. He graduated with a Bachelor's of Arts in Special Education. The City of Juneau Pipe Band accompanied the 34th Annual Blessing of the Fleet and Reading of Names of the Commercial Fishermen Lost at Sea at the Memorial Wall next to Taku Fisheries on Saturday. Pastor the Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, Terry Stage Harvey, gave the invocation and blessing of the fleet.
Now may the spirit of the sea infuse every moment with wonder and awe. May love wash every wound and heal every loss. And may joy greet us at our journey's end. Amen.
She says she was honored to give the blessing this year.
What a gift it is to have such brave people to head out and harvest. And the grace of the community and the independence. There's something really beautiful about that.
Carl Brotherson, a member of the Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Memorial Board, gave the dedication and read the names of 264 lost at sea.
Like any community, there's a lot of grief in it, especially surrounding commercial fishing, and so it's an honor to be able to help families with their own grieving processes by helping this ceremony happen for them.
And May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Since its inception in 1949, Mental Health Awareness Month has been a cornerstone of addressing the challenges faced by millions of Americans living with mental health conditions, as well as recognizing mental health as healthcare. This year's Mental Health Awareness Month is where to start, with the goal for anyone struggling with the pressures of today's world, feeling alone, or wondering if they can feel better. This is where to start. This May, Mental Health America will help you with learning how modern life affects mental health with new resources to navigate our changing world. ACT, by building your coping toolbox so you can manage stress, difficult emotions, and challenging situations, and advocate to improve mental health for yourself, your friends, and family, as well as your community. Juno also has many mental health services, including 24/7 on-call emergency mental health response with JAMMI. Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jordan Lewis.